At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, there are very few people who move the needle the way some people do in this earth, and we're blessed to have time with them, and they provide moments for us, and we'll go through some of that over the course of the next 2 hours. It's Victory Monday, DP, Austin Ormond. It is going to be fun because I want your takes on what you saw Saturday. And there'll be some parameters to it because I like setting a kind of North Star on how we're going to do it. So you'll be able to do so. 402-464-5685 is the Sardar Hammond text line. You can follow us on the streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Aloe Channel 961. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, you can. We're inviting you in. And as we do this, we'll have to pay tribute to some friends in some moments. Austin Ormond, please let them know about the Mercado.
Gladly, our friends at Certified Piedmontese. They offer every type of meat, every type of cut, all sorts of spices, cheeses, gelatos, cookies, everything you need to make a great meal. They also offer great meals that you can package up and take home or fire it up Fridays at 3 Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, as well as 84th and Highway 2. You got one at 30th and Yankee Hill, down by plenty of our other friends in that area of town. And Omaha friends, you're not left out. They're at 168th and Maple for you.
There's lots to talk about, Dave. We'll get into some of the things from this weekend, because there's a lot to kind of digest and a lot of things to put in play. But we get the news of the passing of the great James Earl Jones, and from a speaker's standpoint, there are very few people who got more from their voice as a speaker, as somebody who performed in art. And I'm not talking singers. I'm talking about able to soliloquy and call and response, as well as James Earl Jones. And there's a couple of moments, and people from the Star Wars thing, Stricky just had a moment in going through kind of what was in play as far as Star Wars. And validly so, we all go to our own collective memory of what Star Wars was to us. Mm-hmm. And you ask the question, well, what's the moment for James Earl Jones? And there are several. There's several, because my grandmother said a thing when I was a kid: please try to live your life and make it extremely difficult for anybody to describe your life in a minute. That means that you planted seeds and you provided fruit and you accomplished some things, right? And I remember that because the inspiration for it was a book. And it was one of the first books that was put into my hand early on. And it was about Jack Johnson, the great heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
And in telling the stories, and she provided some news clips, right, on why this story mattered. Because at that point in my life, I had not heard of Jack Johnson. I had not heard of him. So my grandfather and my stepdad and my grandmother gave me a history lesson on Jack Johnson. Fast forward to several decades later, and a dear friend of mine, his mom, I was in his wedding, and his mom, as a gift, gave me this book. Jack Johnson. And it, I consumed it at such a voracious level in learning the history of boxing, learning some things about America that you need to learn and figure out how you're going to process and why things are the way they are. Quite simply, didn't point fingers. They let you kind of dive into it and see how the water was. In my earlier days, there was a movie called The Great White Hope. And from Broadway, James Earl Jones took this role and put it into a movie form. And again, in a day where movies had more power because there was fewer, there was much less entertainment and distraction then than it was, than there is now.
Yeah.
And it explained a lot to me about people, like basic fears, concerns. And it was the first time that somebody actually mentioned to me that the opposite of love is fear, not hate. All right. And you go, wow. Okay, cool. But learning through sports, that was kind of the thing. And there's a statement he makes in the movie where he's won the title and he's over in Europe and they want the title back. They want the title back, but he's moved over there to run away from crimes and from being arrested. And he simply said, the championship has no value to me. Big old chunk of hardware turning green around my waist. Go ahead, take it off me. And he said, well, Jack, if you weren't so good, we could just take it off you naturally. He says, well, you have 100,000 people over there. 100 million people over there. Pick your best one. I'll fight you. He says, and if you won't do that, if you won't get me your best, I'll find my way to Mexico. And I'll stand at the border. And I'll hold the belt over my head and say, here I am, here I am, here I am. And it echoed for me. Like, it was just like, oh, I don't know what kind of superhero this dude is, but I know he is one. So that for me is 1A. 1B.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Was a far different other baseball story, sports story. It was a baseball story. And the Terrence Mann character from Field of Dreams and one of the great soliloquies that were ever put into a movie, they will come. They'll come, Ray. Mm-hmm. And it's always, can I tell you that both of those things landed with me in Lincoln, Nebraska? Right? Because it was like, oh, you got this little tiny radio station that nobody, you know, you can kind of pass it by if you want. Oh, okay. Then I'll move it up next to you. I'll move it up right next to you. Then I'll say, here I am.
Yeah.
Here I am. I'm right here next to you. But the other side of it was, build it and they will come. And it echoed this weekend. Because this weekend, in a big football weekend, Colorado came to town. This mill, this radio station hosted, I would say, 30 members of the national championship team from 1994.
Oh, at least.
And the folks who rented out the mill for the tailgate, and shout out to Jill Pershing Davis for her group from U.S. Bank, and they rented out the place, and that was the vision of the ticket at 11th and O. Saturday literally was, this was why it was more important for us to be here than down at 48th. And you have to see a thing, and you just say, sometimes people will think you're weird for, well, why would you put a coffee cafe inside of a sports radio station? Saturday's why. Why do you need to be downtown? Saturday is why. Build it and they will come. We've added talent since then. We've done all these things. And in my head today, you get the message and I'm just going, oh boy. Ah, boy. All right, man. Go rest, James Earl Jones. You have lived a life full. You have lived a life full. Man, you have lived a life full. Interesting story. 1993. I'm in D.C. and I'm running a sports bar in D.C. It's in the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Washington. And we have conventions and parties and such all the time. But in my sports bar, I would get like a full assortment of celebrities on a regular basis. And I had a young staff, and there was a young lady who had just graduated from college, but she was from a farm town. So she, wasn't really familiar, wasn't cool. In her mind, she was just, she knew everything. But she goes, I was in the back office, and she goes, I think your dad's outside. And I was like, oh. Well, let me go see what it is. And I said, why? You sure it's my dad? He goes, well, he has your smile. He has your smile. I turn the corner. I go out of the bar and I turn the corner. And there sitting in this booth, as majestic as he could possibly be, was James Earl Jones with the grin on his face. The James Earl Jones Full experience.
100%. Yeah.
Just majestic and wonderful. And he then let out a laugh. He just said, nice smile.
He didn't say DPI, I'm your
father. No. Listen, that would have been way too appropriate. But the embarrassment of my waitress, because she then went and told the rest of the staff, oh my God, I just totally embarrassed myself by telling DP that man is his father. His father was here. And they go, girl, don't you know who that is? And they're like, no, who is it? She goes, okay. Now
that's a whole other conversation.
Right. A whole other conversation for a 23-year-old even back then, right? That you think everybody knows what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she had no idea.
Come to find out.
Bless her heart. Bless her heart. Wherever Colleen is in this universe, God bless you. Because I've never... She turned a shade of red.
Would she have blended into the wall behind you?
Oh, she 100% would have. And it was doubly embarrassing because she's like, oh my God, now you think I think all black people look alike.
The other conversation.
And I just went, oh, you poor thing. It was... And he just went, wow. And he was so gracious. He took pictures with everybody, not only the entire staff, but he took pictures with everybody in the bar and in the hotel.
Whew.
That he left. He left. And this is a 900 room hotel.
Yeah.
That he went out into the concourse of the hotel, which is the main lobby area, and stood and held court. And Our concierge went down. We had a shoe shine spot. So he sat up in the chair because the guy tapped him and said, hey, sit down, have a seat. And he's signing autographs and taking pictures as the guy shines his shoes. And it was just amazing. He talked about what kind of athlete he was. He talked about, just amazing. So anyway, we'll get into the Husker talk. It hit me that James Earl Jones is gone and we'll find the clips because they're two incredible clips. Matter of fact, all three of them, if you go to the Star Wars, and there's a whole thing of James Earl Jones moments, but those two stand out for me. We'll throw it a break. Come back. We'll talk about Victory Monday here on The Ticket. The Huskers get it done against Colorado, and we're going to talk about the Huskers. I don't need to have – I've said all along I was tired of talking about Colorado before Colorado got here. So I really don't have a desire to talk about Colorado. Your text me about the good things that happened for Nebraska, the good things that Nebraska did. That's what I want to hear about. Your favorite thing that Nebraska did Saturday night. We'll take all of those when we come back to Old School.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.